Hello, everyone. It is yours truly, the Mass Mints, a.k.a. Arch Clearance Kent, multiple-time ACW Television Champion, your host of this wonderful podcast. This week, we are back with a very special and important episode of the Teachable Moments podcast. So sit back, relax, open your ears, and you will learn something. Without further ado, let's get into it. This is the Teachable Moments podcast. Well, hello everyone, it is yours truly, the Mass Menace, aka Arch Clearance Kent, multiple-time ACW Television Champion, and your host of this wonderful podcast. First off, before we get into major business, because there's some stuff I want to talk about, I wanted to say thank you to everyone who has listened this year to this podcast. Y'all have made it what it is today. Thank you very much. I just got my wrapped up thing. They do the year-end wrap up. I don't know why they don't do it on the 30th of December or whatever. I don't know, but I got it today. I saw everything. I saw the most played episode. I saw the top. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. I do. From the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much. And I hope people have learned something from these episodes that I have done. The Teachable Moments episode. I really hope people have learned something. Now, I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. Sorry I was not on the day after the weekend after, or the Thursday after Full Gear pay-per-view. I'm sorry, something came up. Something very sad that I'm going to talk about came up. And I had to reevaluate things and take a step back and reevaluate this year. It's December the 1st, people. It is December the 1st, which means this is the month that Christmas is in. And I'm going to go ahead and say this is the last episode I'm doing this year. We will be back again next year. Unless there's something big that comes up. But odds are this is going to be the last episode of this year. I've already put it up on my Facebook. I've already made the announcement on my Facebook. This is the final episode of this year. Then I'm going on break. I'm going to enjoy Christmas and be around people, my family and my friends. So, ahead of time, I know this is early. Merry Christmas, people. Happy New Year. Okay, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Now, time to get into the serious stuff. You know, I had contemplated what I was going to talk about on this episode. Was it going to be about Dynamite last night? And was it going to be about Raw, or was it going to be about SmackDown, or Rampage, or Elevation and Dark? Being that this is a wrestling podcast, we talk about wrestling here. Matter of fact, I struggled with that over the last few weeks, really, what I was going to talk about in the next episode. Okay, ever since Full Gear, actually. I was going to give you a rundown the following week of Full Gear, but like I said, something happened, something that shook people happened. And I want to go ahead and talk about that, and talk about something that's very important. Unless people aren't around social media and they don't have a TV and you're not privy to it, November the 20th, the news broke. The news broke that Jason David Frank had passed away. And for those who may not know him by his name, y'all may know him as the guy who played, anybody who grew up in the 90s will know him as the guy who played Tommy Oliver, the Green Ranger from Power Rangers, the original incarnation of Mighty Morphin, original incarnation of Power Rangers. Now, before anybody goes and makes a joke, yes, I was a kid in the 90s. Yes, I watched Power Rangers, okay? I dare anybody to make fun of a wrestler for watching Power Rangers. I'm pretty sure you're going to get body slammed. Just saying. Yes, I watched Power Rangers because I grew up in the 90s. Okay, there wasn't really much worthwhile to watch mainly. But yeah, I watched Power Rangers in the 90s. I also watched VR Troopers. I also watched Beetleborgs. I watched all that stuff growing up in the 90s. So yes, I knew who Jason David Frank was. And then November the 20th, the day after Full Gear. Yeah, the day after Full Gear. News broke that Jason David Frank had died. They had passed away. And then TMZ jumped on the bandwagon of sharing the news, and they had said that he had committed suicide. Now, first off, only one other source had posted it on Twitter, which it popped up on my Twitter, because I check my Twitter every morning whenever I get up, see what there is that I might be able to write down and talk about it on Thursdays on my podcast. So I checked, looking for results of different things, maybe results of WWE that I could write down. And see, I do that whenever I wake up in the morning and I get ready for stuff. I write stuff down. I do all that stuff because come Thursday, I do a episode of the Teachable Moments podcast. So when I hopped on my Twitter on November the 20th, and I remember it because it's now forever seared into my brain, I saw a report. A fan of mine, yes, I have fans, had retweeted it. So it was hard. I mean, it was that one little news source that I'd never even heard of before. I can't even tell you what their name was at the moment. They had retweeted it. So I went on to Instagram. And I decided to corroborate the source of it. So I went into on there and I went to Walter Emmanuel Jones' Instagram, which people may know if you grew up in the 90s as the guy who played Zack from the original Power Rangers. The original Black Ranger. And he had corroborated it. He had. And that's when it became real, really. But then TMZ decided to jump onto it, and they were like, oh, he committed suicide. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I don't find TMZ a very reputable news source. I don't, because whereas they like to report the news quickly, they're not always accurate, or they always leave out major details, or whatever, okay? They pick and choose their details they want to add. Okay, TMZ I would not count as a reputable and honest journalistic source. Okay, because trust me, these guys aren't honest in at all, and they do very low down dirty. I like to compare TMZ to paparazzi. Okay, they're people I want to punch. Okay, they're always trying to start something. Now, the coming days came and coming weeks, and there were people posting tributes to the man that is Jason David Frank, okay? And I don't normally get on here and do this a lot, so I'm going, but I figured it was necessary. From everything I had seen from Jason David Frank, and I feel it is right to talk about Jason David Frank here, because whereas he was not a wrestler, he was a fan of wrestling, which I feel fits into the wrestling podcast that will work. And plus, then again, it is my podcast, so I can do whatever I want to with it. Okay, so anybody who disagrees, they can go kick rocks. you don't have to listen, basically. That's how it goes. If you don't like what I post on here, you don't have to listen. Okay? You can go elsewhere. Now, Jason DeFrank, being a fan of wrestling and was setting up a chance to do a wrestling, to be in a wrestling match some years back. I think it was 2010. I can't remember. I can't really. But the match never came to fruition. I feel that this fits into the wrestling spectrum that my podcast touches on. Because a lot of wrestlers were also inspired by Jason David Frank, like New Day. Their gear was like Power Rangers gear. Okay? They were inspired. Heck, Jason David Frank had shown up on Xavier Woods' Up, Up, Down, Down podcast. Or YouTube channel, not podcast. His Up, Up, Down, Down YouTube channel. So, yeah, I think it fits into this spectrum. Now, it's like I said, TMZ had said that he had committed suicide. And like I said, I don't find TMZ very reputable. Okay? So I waited for like, oh, well, maybe it was accidental or something that came out. But no, as the news kept coming, it seemed more and more reality-based that he had killed himself. The only thing that made me somewhat buy into what TMZ was saying was because they had made sure to put sources close to Jason David Frank and said that he had committed suicide. Sources close. That meant it could be wife or friend or daughter or uncle or nephew. Okay, those people. That's the only reason I had somewhat bought into that was suicide. But, you know, me being like a lot of other people, I didn't want to believe it was suicide. Okay? Let's see. So as it came out, they said no official cause has been identified or released. So I waited for the official cause. Maybe it would come out that, okay, it wasn't suicide, but something else happened. And then it came out that he had hung himself. And it was sad. It is. It is ultimately sad when that happens. Because it means someone has given up on life. It means they've given up all hope. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say this. I know what people say about suicide. I know what they say it includes and what could happen. But I like to believe, and I'm going to say this, I like to believe that he is up in heaven. Yes, I do believe in heaven. Yes, I am very spiritual and I'm very religious. It's one of the reasons why I signed up. Why I signed up to wrestle for ACW, the company I wrestle for, because they're religious. They're Christians. They want to help people. They're very spiritual. Okay, and I like that about them. I like the messages they pump forward. Okay. I like the work that they do. So, yes, that's why I wrestle for ACW. And the fact being very spiritual. And that's what Jason David Frank was, a very spiritual person. I believe, yes, even though he committed suicide, it's only up for God to decide, okay? Who are we to say that he is or is not in heaven? Okay, I believe he is in heaven. But God ultimately makes that decision. When your time comes and you die, we all go before our judge, okay? We all go before the Lord and he judges us and deems whether we are worthy enough to end up in heaven or we go down below. And I don't like talking about this much on a podcast, but I felt this was necessary because something I've noticed also, along with the many people who have posted tributes of Jason David Frank online. No, I did not know the guy. I had a world of respect for the guy because he was hard worker. I respect hard work. I've worked hard at my craft, okay? I've worked hard at being a wrestler, okay? I put a lot of hours into making what I do look good, okay? You have to train. That is hard. Training is hard. It is hard work. I like doing hard work. Thus, I respect hardworking people. As you know, I'm not a fan of entitled people. So, Jason David Frank being a hard worker, being honing in his craft, putting hours in, and perfecting his craft, martial arts, whatever, going to Comic-Cons, always showing up, working hard to promote movies that he's in or shows that he's in. He did the work. He promoted himself. He did all that stuff. He was a hard worker. I respect him because of the hard work that he put in to hone his craft. Now, with all the tributes that have come in, there have been people who have decided to slander his name. Which is not cool by any means. This guy passed away. He left behind daughters, sons, and a wife. Now, whatever issues him and his wife had, whatever issues they had, that was on them. It's not on me. I'm not going to go online and bash the woman. I'm not going to go online and like, because for all these people who say they were, and that's even people who decide to be fans and they're like, we're going to slander Jason David Frank's wife. If you're true fans of Jason David Frank, leave his family alone. Leave his family alone. They're grieving. They're going through a hard time. Okay? They have to heal. And they may not heal completely because losing a family member or a loved one is never easy. They like to say, there's a saying. And see, I'm going to go with this as being a whole teachable moment episode. Like, the whole thing's a teachable moment. So here's a quote I heard. They say, time heals all wounds. And it's been said repeatedly, and a lot of people say, hey, time heals all wounds. That is not true. That isn't. Time does not heal all wounds. Now, with time, it does make it easier to go on. But some wounds never fully heal. Some wounds hit the hardest. So no, time does not heal all wounds. I'm not going to sit here, sugarcoat it, and tell you, yeah, time's going to heal all wounds, okay? It's not. It's not going to heal all wounds. Some wounds do get healed over time, okay? But there are some that just don't heal completely. And with Jason David Frank's family, they may not heal completely. They lost a good man, and by all counts of what I have heard from everybody that have talked about him, that have ever met him, he was a good guy. He was a decent guy. He made time for his fans. He made time to talk to people and listen. And even if he was having a bad day, he always made sure that their day was better. That's a stand-up guy, in my opinion. Don't go bashing his family, please, because then you only do dishonor to the guy's name, to the guy's memory, to the guy's legacy. On top of that, the other people who get on, who are like, oh, they decide to slander his name and like use vitriol and venom to with their words, spew venom and vitriol. You're disgusting. It's as simple as that. You are disgusting. Leave the people alone. Let fans, friends, family grieve how they want. If they want to post pictures of their action figures from when they were in Power, when they watched Power Rangers, that's on them. Okay? That is on them. Now, let these people grieve in their own process. Don't slander the guy's name. Don't talk bad. You know how they say don't talk ill of the dead? Don't talk ill of the dead, okay? Because if you talk ill of the dead, you, trust me, karma will come back and get you. Trust me, it will. It will. Karma always comes back. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know what happened between Jason David Frank's wife and between Jason David Frank and his wife, because I'm not. I have heard stories about what happened that night, or that he decided to take his own life. I've heard stories. I wasn't there. I can't say what happened. The only people that knew what happened was Jason David Frank, his wife Tammy Frank, and the good Lord up above. That's it. Okay. Now, what I want to get through to people, it's a hard time this year. Okay. It is. We have lost good people in the world. Jason David Frank is another person added to that list of good people we have lost this year. The Queen of England died this year. We lost Robbie Coltrane, who played Rubius Hagrid in Harry Potter. He died. We lost the guy who voiced the Sorting Hat in Harry Potter. He died. We lost Kevin Conroy, who voiced Batman for over 30 years in animated movies, cartoon shows, video games. We lost him this year. We lost the guy who played Trivette. We lost the guy who played Trivette in Walker, Texas Ranger a few days ago. And like I said, we lost Jason David Frank. And I think how it hurts people the most and what shook people to the core was he was 49 years old. He was 49 years old. The guy who played Trivette was 66. Robbie Coltrane was in his 60s. The Queen of England was in her 90s. The guy who voiced the Sword and Hat was in his 90s. Kevin Conroy was 66. He had cancer, yes, that sucks, but he was 66. I think with most people, it's not as shocking when, say, someone in their 60s or 70s or 80s or 90s dies. But when the guy who's only 49 passes, I think it reminds people of how short life actually is, of how fragile life actually is. And I get it. People are going through a lot of depression. Okay, they are. They're going through a lot of depression. Jimmy Mellon posted in our fan group on Facebook or whatever. He put, "We're going through the holiday season is upon us, and for many it's a joyous occasion, but for some it's a depressing moment." And that's now true when it comes to the Frank family. I mean, heck, Jason David Frank passed before Thanksgiving even came along. And now his family has to go through Christmas without him. It can't be easy. People, listen to me when I say this. 2022 has been a sucky year when it comes to losing people. People we looked up to, heroes, family members. I'll tell you this. It was just earlier this year, I lost somebody that was close to me. I'm not going to go into names. I'm not going to do it. But I lost someone that was close to me earlier this year. I did. It sucked. It did. But it happens. It's life. Okay? It shows just how fragile life is. Okay? It does. But people, listen to me. If you are going through a hard time, if you're going through a hard time, talk to someone. Talk to someone. Someone is willing to help you. Okay? Someone is willing to listen. Talk to them. Okay? Yeah, people go through rough times. They go through rough periods. It happens. It's life. But talk to someone, okay? If you're feeling down, depressed, lonely, afraid, scared, whatever, talk to somebody, okay? Talk to them. It'll help. It will. Talking will help. And there is someone who will listen, and whether it be a preacher, whether it be a teacher, whether it be a therapist. Now, if you don't want to pay money to go to a therapist, there's talk lines, there's help lines. You can call a hotline and talk to them. You know, it happened. Talk to somebody. Somebody will listen. Okay? I think it shed even more light on this situation with the fact that Jason David Frank did commit suicide, did hang himself. Now, I'm not here to tarnish his legacy. I'm not here to throw dirt on him and say everything he did was all for nothing because he committed suicide. No, because I don't believe it was all for nothing. Knowing Jason David Frank, knowing people in the world, Jason David Frank probably helped more people in the world than he even knew. Just from being on a show. That's even amazing. That's amazing. How a guy from a TV show, an actor from a TV show from the 90s, helped people just from being on their TVs, which shows that the power that being on TV, that the power that TV has in today's society. People are influenced by what they see. And I gotta say, if Power Rangers influenced people for the better, then that's great. Okay? Jason David Frank influenced people for the better, that's awesome. And it turns out he had demons himself. He had lots of demons. He did. Please, people. Talk to someone. Okay? Talk to someone. The world's getting crazier, okay? Don't keep it all bottled up inside, okay? I think that's what Jason David Frank did. He kept it bottled up inside. He kept it bottled up inside to where he couldn't hold it anymore, he couldn't handle it anymore, and he felt the only way was to kill himself, was to end it. Via hanging himself in his bathroom of his hotel room. I don't like talking about depressing stuff, but this stuff needs to be talked about. Talk to someone. Someone will listen. Yeah. I would say, yeah, this has all been a teachable moment. But I do want to, I'm all flustered myself. I do want to talk a little more about Jason David Frank, though, before, and then I'll leave you with a teachable moment. I want to lighten up the mood on this one a little bit. Jason David Frank, man, like I said, for all counts and purposes, he was a good, decent human being, right? He was. And here's the thing. You look at people like Robin Williams, right? Who committed suicide. His whole intent, he wanted to make everybody happy. Most people who want to make everybody happy are the most saddest people in the world. They are. Okay. Jason David Frank looked happy on the outside. On the inside, it turns out he probably wasn't as happy as he thought he was. I mean, let's look at it. I mean, the guy was supposedly going through a divorce, and from what I hear, they actually tried to agree to make it work. And within that, within that year, he lost his stepdaughter. She died. He was going through a divorce, lost his stepdaughter. That probably weighed on his depression and anxiety. Yeah, I mean, he probably felt like there was nothing left, you know. Although there was, but when you get into your head like that, I'm guessing when you get into your head and you start thinking everything's your fault, you start thinking the worst, it becomes a dark place. It does. It becomes a really dark place. Because the only person in your head is you. Your head is a very dark place to isolate yourself. Your mind, because no one else is there. It's just you. You, the darkness. It's a very dark place. And a very scary place at times. Everybody, there's that saying, it's like, if only you knew, if only you could see what was in my head, if you could only spend a day in my head. That actually rings truer now. Because it's like, imagine if you could get into somebody's head and see what goes on. It's a scary place. I mean, you look at people like Charles Manson, right? And I don't mean to dishonor Jason David Frank with speaks of Charles Manson, but we're talking about the head. Scary places, right? Charles Manson had he was a scary individual. Imagine what went on in his head. Matter of fact, he told you what went on in his head, and it scared you. Now, Jason David Frank being a good, decent human being, imagine what went on in his head. But he struggled with the demons he struggled with. And for some reason, he felt that only he could deal with it, that nobody would understand. That, or nobody should have to be burdened with his sadness or loneliness. Yeah, imagine that. A guy who had a beautiful daughter, beautiful wife, sons, nephew, two other daughters, I think. Surrounded by family and loved ones, was still lonely. He was still lonely. Wow. It kind of really hits you, doesn't it? Doesn't it? It hits you that a guy who was as loved as Jason David Frank, not just by his fans, but by his family and friends and loved ones, was still very, very lonely. Listen, people. Like I said, just talk to somebody, okay? Talk to somebody. I like doing this podcast at times because, yeah, whereas mostly I talk about wrestling, sometimes we get really serious here, right? Like we talked about Scott Hall one time, his death and whatever. We got serious on that. We get serious from time to time on here. Like the episode, go back if you haven't seen it. I talk about the if people want to become a wrestler, what they have to evaluate and stuff. We got serious in that aspect because it's a very tough life being a wrestler. And now, once again, fast forward to now, we're getting very serious talking about mental health and mental illness, right? Depression, anxiety, an all too real concept in the world today, in the world ever. And I don't think it's really touched on as much as it should be. There's a lot of people that deal with mental illness, okay? But then there's a lot of people who use mental illness as an excuse. Like, you see those criminals who's like, oh, I did it because I was mentally ill. Sorry. Oh, I did because my mind, I'm mentally ill. I mean, I need to go to be put in an insane asylum instead of a mental hospital instead of a prison. Yes, some of those criminals are mentally ill. Yes, but there are some people who can tend to go like, oh, I can use mental illness as a way to get out of this. Yeah. And those kind of people make me sick. Those kind of people disgust me. Mental illness is a very real concept that I think a lot of people usher away from, they shy away from, especially in today's society, and especially men. Men who feel like they have to carry the weight of the world on their shoulders, because as a kid, us men, we are taught, don't show your emotions. Don't show your emotions. Nobody's going to care. Make sure the woman is taken care of. Make sure everybody is happy. Make sure your kids are happy. You're a man. Don't cry. That's weakness. Don't show emotion. That's weakness. Be strong. Pull your chin up. Suck in that gut. Suck in that lower lip. We're told to be tough. We're taught to be tough. And strong and not show emotion, because when you show emotion, it's weakness. No, it's not. Showing emotion is strength. Being brave enough to show your emotions, that's true strength. Strength. It's not weakness. I believe weakness is the inability to show your emotions. That's, in my opinion, what weakness is. Now, I'm not saying Jason David Frank was weak, because he showed emotion. He did. He showed emotion. He showed emotion through Instagram Live videos. He showed emotion through Facebook Live videos, all that stuff. But at the same time, he probably felt, I need to keep this inside because I gotta take care of my family. I gotta go out and do this this Comic-Con, this Morphicon. I gotta do all this stuff. So I need to push it down and I'll deal with it later. That's probably what caused his mental health to suffer. His mental well-being and physical well-being to suffer. Now, the guy looked healthy on the outside. Mental illness is a silent disease. It's an invisible disease. Nobody can see it. It's like cancer. Nobody can see cancer. Unless, you know, you do an MRI or something. Nobody can see cancer. It's not visible on the outside. Okay, but the effects of cancer is very visible on the outside. Sometimes mental illness, the effects aren't even visible on the outside. It's invisible. It's silent. It takes lives. Talk to someone. Take the weight of the world off your shoulder and let somebody else help you carry that weight of the world on your shoulder. Don't do it alone. Talk to someone. Talk to someone. It is very important in today's society. Don't carry the burden alone. Now, There is. Like I said, we get serious here sometimes. We do. Just talk to somebody. There's hotlines, there's numbers, there's whatever. Okay, just talk to someone. Now, let's go into a serious, not serious, let's go into a teachable moment that will hopefully lighten things up and kind of bring a smile and a laughter to you, because right now I'm about that. Okay, let's do that at the moment. Now, I was reading something last night on my phone, because I've come up with, try to figure out teachable moments that I can teach people, okay, because I do a lot of these, and they get blurred, and then I can't remember which ones I did. I always try to change it up. There's a woman online, and I'm not saying that it's just women that do this, but it's funny. So, all y'all know the craft, right? Kraft mac and cheese, we gotta make the mac and cheese, and you gotta do that, right? This woman is suing Kraft for their mac and cheese because it doesn't take 3.5 minutes like they say it does to make. She's suing them for $5 million because, you know, the mac and cheese wasn't ready in 3.5 minutes. So she's like, I'm going to sue Matt Kraft for $5 million in damages. $5 million in damages. Let's let that sink in. This mac and cheese was not ready in 3.5 minutes. So somehow it damaged her. That adds up to the equivalent of $5 million. Did you spend $5 million on mac and cheese? Because one, if you spent $5 million on mac and cheese, you're an idiot. Two, mac and cheese doesn't cost $5 million to begin with, okay? Let's take into account, supposedly her lawyer said, well, that doesn't take into account the other four steps. Like, you know, having to open the thing and pour it in and pour the cheese in and mix with milk and stir and do that and then heat it up. And so it doesn't take 3.5 minutes. They're misleading. You ever think maybe they're saying, you pop it into the microwave for 3.5 minutes and it'll heat up in 3.5 minutes? You think that might be what they're saying with that box of mac and cheese? That. So, yeah. Take that into account. She's an idiot. She's an idiot. She thinks she's going to get $5 million. Pursuing Kraft's mac and cheese. That is fantastic. It made me laugh. People, don't be an idiot like her. Okay, use your brains. Okay, there are steps that you do that's going to add some time to it. Heat it up in 3.5 minutes. Okay? Heat it up in the microwave 3.5 minutes. Boom. As simple as that. Right there. Don't be that woman. We are going to take a short break and then we will be right back. Well, everyone, it looks like the time has come once again to bring another episode of the Teachable Moments podcast to a close. We had a very serious episode and it should have been serious. That's what I was aiming for. Talk to someone. We won't be back. I won't be back until next year. We will be back next year to kick off a whole new batch of episodes of the Teachable Moments podcast. Everybody, have a great Christmas, okay? And a blessed, happy new year, okay? We'll be back next year. Before I do let you go, I want to let you know where you can find me on Instagram. on Instagram is the.massmenace. On Facebook, as always, it is Arch Clarence Kent. On Twitter, it is at Kent_Arch. On TikTok, it is at Arch Clarence Kent. And I have a new one called Hive, and it's Arch Kent. Or you can just type in Arch Clarence Kent. Until next year, I'm the Mass Menace, and I'm out.